Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everyone out there in Radio Boomers Live land, and welcome to the show. Welcome, Retha. Are you on with us? Do we got Retha? Okay. All right, we'll see if we got Retha. Retha might be just coming in, but guys, this has been quite a week for everyone, and, you know, we're getting through this, and, you know, the people, the attitudes are, we're ready to rock and roll. We're ready to get back to work, and people are very resilient. You know, they're just plain old resilient, and they want to, you know, but here's the thing, and this is what I'm starting to hear. They're going to get back to work. But is it going to be the same? Because they're starting to realize that things are a little different, but they're finding ways to do business. And they might be finding ways to do business that could be saving you money. And that seems to be what's happening because, you know, we talk about brick and mortar and, you know, the expense that comes with that. But guess what? People are communicating more than they've ever communicated before with all the elements online, and they're finding out ways, and Eric is an expert at this with his Easy Way Broadcasting, easywaybroadcasting.com, and I'm just going to throw this in. I love it because now he has Easy, letter E, letter Z, easywayinfo.com, and see, the simplest solution for me is usually the best. And you have everything right there. It's, and I've always said, keep it simple, and people like that. But you know, that's what it is. They're coming. They want to come back. They're anxious to come back. And you know, along with that comes a different way of doing things. And that's what I think is going to happen. And it's going to be different. There's going to be a lot of changes made. But with that, guys, I think we got to move into our proverbial hot topic time, and let's see what happens and what kind of information.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, guys, you know, we're sitting home, but we really don't want to sit home, and you can just kind of get out of shape. So a lot of people have been talking about, and I know it's a baby boomer show, but, you know, there's issues with health. In fact, just about 10 minutes ago, I reached to get something, and I heard this, like, crunch. And I'm not twisting and turning enough. You got to do that. You got to keep moving, and we're home. We don't want to sit around and watch TV. In fact, the best thing to do is unplug your TV. I know it sounds simple, but just kind of shut it down. I have a... mine's recessed in a cabinet. I'll close the cabinet. And boy, you start getting things done. But, okay, for the baby boomers out there, and even for the millennials, you have to keep moving, you know? A lot of people talk about, geez, I'm starting to get these issues. Well, you don't want to stand too long. You don't want to sit too long. You want to keep the joints healthy. Okay, so I checked out this little thing on healthy joints. So here's a couple. Tips for healthy joints. All right. You got to know your limits. Don't go overboard. Don't go too much. Don't overstrain. Okay. Just don't overdo it. Uh-oh. Now I'm in trouble. Eat fish. Well, that's where I kind of fall out of the box there. But they say eating fish is supposed to be good for the joints. Keep the bones strong. You know, even with the, you know, don't go overboard light weights, you know, and do the whatever exercises are safe for you. You want to keep the bones and the muscles strong. Target your posture. It's overall, it runs through the whole body with the circulation and everything, keeps you in shape. Ease your load. No, don't overstress yourself with too much because there's, you know, I find myself doing that. I, you know, You know what time this is really embarrassing. You know what time I had breakfast yesterday? 6 o'clock. Now, most of the people out there are thinking, well, that's pretty early. No, not when it's 6 p.m. And by the time I get done with the phone calls and emails and this and that, I go, oh, this is ridiculous. It's 12 o'clock. I better get going here. I got to have something to eat. And then it was 2 o'clock, 4, and then there it was. You know, but the heck with it. I haven't had breakfast yet, so I made bacon and eggs at 6 o'clock. All right, I know this is crazy, but that's, you got to ease your load, have a break time, and take care of yourself. You know, you got to make sure you eat, got to make sure you take a little break time. That's supposed to be real important. If you take a little time through the day and take a couple deep breaths and sit back and just give yourself a little time, you'd be surprised what it does emotionally and for your body and everything else. Okay, they have one down here. It says ice helps for pain. If you pull something out or something, ice is supposed to be good. Research as far as taking, you know, your vitamins and so on, so stuff like that. Do the right stuff, take the right stuff, and do research before you buy all these different vitamins. Treat your joint injury. If you do have a joint injury, get it taken care of. And think twice before surgery, okay? There's a lot of things you may be able to do to eliminate surgery. We're talking about knees, and I've talked to several people that went in for the knee surgery. Well, do a lot of research before you do that, and there might be ways you can avoid that. 10 best foods for arthritis. Well, it's fish, garlic, ginger, broccoli, walnuts, berries, spinach, grapes, olive oil, and tart cherry juice. So there you go. And, okay, with that, we're going to move into our within my little portion here, my hot topic. I covered Rita's area there. And this is basically what's going on real quick. A Navajo doctor can no longer go home in fear of spreading the CV-19. When she was at home, every third day, someone from her family had to get in their pickup truck, ride down a long rocky road to the community center to pick up for $95 their water that would last for a week. Well, they had to do that four times. So now Dr. Michelle Tom lives in a trailer with seven relatives. Well, she was, but now she's living with a coworker at the hospital. That she works with the hospital because she's afraid of taking the contagion home and giving it to her family. State's getting restless. They're protests. We had one in Tustin, not far, Huntington Beach. They're getting ready. They want to go back to work. Scientists are saying it's too early. Antibody tests seen as key to reopening the country does not yet deliver. All right, so the scientists are saying the antibody tests are seen as a key to reopening the country. Is that it? Well, they say it's not yet ready to take care of business. So the problem is the tests are often inaccurate. Before CV hospitals in every, you know, they had heart attack victims, appendix, gallbladder, strokes, and they're saying, okay, now they made these rooms for the COVID, the 19 people, but where are the people at that were there, you know, that had all these issues that used to come in for all these heart attack problems? Well, they're afraid to go to the hospital, and they're staying home. Whoa, imagine what's going on. So I guess there's a lot of family members trying to help out there. As the U.S. coronavirus deaths raised to 40,000, some governors tell the president it's too soon to reopen, while there's other politicians and groups saying it's time to get the economy going again. So this is really a tough decision for the president. He's got his experts saying this and that. Basically, scientists saying hold off, but they don't want this to spread further. And then they're saying, well, when you get it, it can come back. Well, and then there's, at least 10 people were killed in a 12-hour shooting rampage in Nova Scotia, Canada. One officer was killed, another injured. The gunman was killed. It was the worst one in the country in 30 years. The Lost Viking Highway was revealed, 1,000 years old, found horseshoes, sleds, tools, and everything by melting ice. And the ice melted away, and this is stuff that has been seen. It's starting to happen in a lot of different areas. The archaeologists are having a field day because they're seeing areas that haven't been seen for, well, thousands of years. So what has taken 100 years discovering buried cities? And okay, so this is the thing that's kind of interesting. You know, you probably heard about this. Now, what's kind of an analogy to that is the lady from the NASA space situations when they're taking their shots from space. All right, so the ice is melting. They're finding all this stuff. All right, did I lose her last name? She's a, what's her name? Sarah Parkag. She used satellites to uncover ancient runes. And this is stuff that's buried for eons in the sand. And she could see right down where these cities are. Grocery stores may be heading for a drive up only soon. And you just give them your order. And
I'm here.
Oh, hey,
I'm back.
I'm just covering some bases, so listen to what I got here. Welcome.
I've been listening. I had some technical difficulties, but I'm back now, and it's time for us to move on to the commercial.
We got a commercial time, all right? And I was just telling about the pull-ups. When you got to go shopping, you might just pull up and get your stuff and take off. All right, let's go into our commercial.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Boomer Boost. I take my boomer. We got to get Reese on the Boomer Boost. Get her rocking and rolling here. So,
yeah.
We had a couple storms out here. We had some rain and some wind. And we're hoping we get good connections. A lot of times, you know, we'll have a guest, and they'll be in a certain town, like Laguna Beach. Sometimes they have a little issue if you're down around a mountain area. And we hope we can get our guest today is Douglas Vermeerian. And over the past two decades, Douglas has conducted extensive firsthand research into the lives of the world's top achievers. And we're hoping that, let's see. We got our engineer saying we've got a lot of calls coming in here, and we're waiting for Douglas's number. So, Reith, we're gonna wait and see what happens. And but I was just sharing with that, and you were telling me, you know, Aretha is she's a
Denise's mom.
She's a travel around lady. She's on movies, TV shows, and all this kind of stuff. Betty White's co-star from Off the Rocker, and I said, you know, Reese, what do you do here? And with all the stuff going on, and she shared with me that she can still be active online with this, right, Reese?
Good morning, Jim.
Who do we got? Is this Denise?
Hi, Jim. It's Denise. Yes, we're bringing on C. Pappas right now. Here she is.
Good morning.
Well, hello. And who do we have here?
C. Pappas. The book
Steve
that Jesus
Pappas.
Read.
Hello, Steve. How are you
today?
No,
C. C-E-E. It's Cynthia. C. Call me C.
Oh,
C-E-E.
Cynthia.
Thank you. Call me C.
Oh, well, how are you, Mom? I'm trying to... Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And it is nice having you on, and you have an amazing daughter. I'll tell you what, she is very special, and I felt bad because she gave me a call yesterday and I missed her call, and I've got one of these cell phones that I got in trouble because I didn't keep up with my emails, and I had to switch to another email because I'm telling you the number, but it's a big number and I'm behind it. So.
Well, I'm so glad you feel that way.
Just another big congratulations for you. If I was closer, I'd give you a big hug. Your daughter is just a big sweetheart, and she's
well, I'd
so.
Take it.
Well, man, she is one talented lady beyond me with all this technical stuff. Aretha might understand it because Aretha's into the tech. But you know what? it's getting into the baby boomer world, and so tell us how you're. You know, getting through all this, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Hi, Rita, by the way. Rita.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How am I doing through this? I'm doing great. Thank you, baby. I'm doing terrific. God is with us, you know. I mean, I do a lot of praying. We're running scared, praying hard, but it seems to be working. You know, I think that God's in his heaven and he's doing what he wants to do right now. I think the coronavirus is one of his gifts to us so that we can all get together and play nice. I think that's what he's saying.
You kind of hit, I think what you said is very true because it's like the world is spinning, but faster and faster, and it's going crazy. And all of us.
Well, you're right, because it says there in the scriptures that I will speed time up and you will clearly perceive it. And you are doing it. You're speaking prophecy right now.
And it's like he reached down and put his hand on the world, not so it would stop like and break everything, but he slowed it down really quick. And like now, okay, it's like, hey, guess what? You have a family. And look at.
Yes.
There they are. And now we have time to look at each other and talk. And it's like a whole different, and it's like we did need this slowdown time. And
we have
to
think
kind of
about what we're doing, babe, what we're doing. This is what
exactly.
He's saying to us because he loves America. You take a look at how many times he saved us because he loves us. World War II, look at what happened. He was for us. Look at the Civil War. He didn't want America to go down. He wanted to clean that baby's mouth out. And that's what happened there. And now with the coronavirus, being it seems that we're spinning out of control, as you say, and we're all going our own way and we're leaving God out of the equation, he's decided to step in and say, guess what? I love you all. We're going to get back to square one because something's going to be happening down the pike real soon.
Yep. Boy, I'll tell you what, this is right on the money. And, I'm glad you brought your mother
out. Reconciliation. We are in a redemption time right now. We are in a phase right now where he talks about the families, where the reconciliation of the fathers with the sons and the mothers with the daughters, that when he comes, he does not destroy us. Because this is what we have. We are looking at, I say no more according to the creation calendar, 9 years before the Messiah is here. And so what does he do? He doesn't just drop things on us. God always warns us. And he gives us a helping hand in which to get there. And that's why Joseph is going to be here. He's here now, but whether he takes it on at this time because we asked for it or not, I don't know exactly yet. But I do know that he is here to help us so that we're ready for this Messiah that comes.
Well, you know,
that's what's going on.
When the thing slowed down, before it slowed down, it was just so hectic, you know? And yet, we're supposed to have more time because we have drive-up banking, we have drive-up this, drive-up that. Everything is,
yeah,
can be done on your phone. But yet, people have less time, and they're more in turmoil. And wait a minute, you can pick up your phone and order a bunch of stuff. You don't have to go to the shopping center and buy clothes and whatever. And you can get it all by a touch of a button. You can order your food. So it saves you a ton of time. And yet you have no time. That was so crazy.
So what is that telling us? That's telling us that we're whipping out our pocket idols. We're having ourselves a good time, and we're forgetting to remember each other.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely is an eye-opener. And
have you ever walked by somebody and not said hello?
You
How many
what?
People do that?
I've always said.
Well, here in Los Angeles, we keep to ourselves. I have to admit, I can tell by your accent you're from the East Coast. And
yes, ma'am.
You guys speak. It was shocking to me the first time I went on the East Coast, and everybody would speak.
Yes. Yes, because we fear God. We know it's a joy to serve him, but we fear him. You see it in the houses. You see what
the
parents are doing.
I like going to the grocery store and catching a name tag, like at Ralph's. You catch, like, Marion or something. I go, hey, Marion, how's your day? And she goes, yeah. I go, hey, where else would you rather be, right? And they get a laugh. But, you know, I've always said you can rule the world with a smile. And
it's the shortest distance between a person.
Yeah,
and another.
Yeah. And that's, like you said, it's true. People going out, and they're almost like androids a lot of times. There's, like, no contact. I'm talking about the mental thing. You know what I mean? And it shouldn't be that way. It should be. But see, now we're talking about a different situation. People shake hands, and I think that does something. Because we have this aura thing around, and it's not just, you know, gibberish, because you could see it with the Killian photography. There's a kind of an electronic aura thing around us. And I think when you hold somebody else's hand or give them a hug, it kind of shares that, whatever.
And
it,
you know
you
why?
Know?
And do you know why? Because the realization that this Joseph is going to bring to us is that we're actually all one. We think we're individuals walking around, but we're all part of divine. We're all part divine. We have that spark in us, and that's what attracts us to each other. And that's what's coming. That's what we're all going to realize. The lens will change on us, and we will see life very soon in a different light, because it's dark before it gets light.
Yeah, I've heard that phrase. Yeah, we're going through, and we've been through some pretty rough times. But, you know, people are resilient, and we're going to get through this thing. Denise, I'm so happy you brought your mother on. And Denise just is she's got a good spirit, but she's got quite a knowledge of what's going on today with her. She's the head of the Easy Way TV, and she's just, when we see her, she's so personable. And
strictly scripture bound. That's what it is, because that's her foundation. As you know, in the book that Jesus read, we try and speak to the people verbatim from the scriptures to allow them to understand Father's words to us of encouragement because of what he's going to give us for what we are doing. You get what you give. On my show, I tell you, measure for measure. Remember, at this point in time, we don't have much more time. We're going down the straight. We came around the clubhouse turn already. We're going down the straight. We're coming into it.
Certainly
reality
on this show,
is hitting
sure.
us. Exactly. But, I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, I'm talking to people who are trying to kill themselves. And in the scriptures, it tells us what Father is telling us, that we all suffer. We all suffer. And it's a suffering of love, because we get rid of our past, and we go into the future. We do suffer. We wonder why we suffer. But we suffer to make amends for what we have done, and we come clear. Or we repent, or we do what the scriptures tells us. We go by those commandments and we follow a path that the wicked can't walk. It's a fantastic path. As you said, you see it in my daughter. These are miracles
exactly.
that happen every day.
And there's a scripture about the tough times. For your anguish, rejoice. The glory I have for you in heaven will be far greater. People are resilient, you know, and like with all that's going on, and we've seen the transition between, you know, and they're talking about people work so hard to build their businesses up. Well, maybe they're putting too much of their heart and mind into that business, and maybe not enough thought into where it should be, you know.
But that's coming. It's not for you to worry. It's not even for us. Yeah.
But,
it's not to worry,
well,
though, Steve, because remember.
Tell us about your show. When is your show on?
Yeah.
It's coming. I have a bunch of episodes already taped. But
okay.
What I really like is when people come to me and they ask me these questions, and I'm, of course, I do my homework, and I'm able to tell them exactly what Father wants for them, because he does say to us, okay, I fashioned you in the womb and I named you and you're precious to me and I love you. Till you grow old, I will be the same. I'm the maker. I'm the bearer. And I will rescue you. And this is what your prayers do. That's why we are a praying nation, and that's why we're still here.
And, you know, I've always said it's not just the prayers, but it's the belief and faith in those prayers. And people, I think, maybe are stopping to smell the roses a little bit now. And,
you're right.
You know what I mean? But
We feel it.
We want to thank you, Denise, and thank you, Mom, for jumping on. And we know you're a busy lady.
Thank you so much.
And
I want to thank Eric. Because he's such a bright and honest guy. I really enjoy him. He's such a pleasure, and so are you, and so are all of you. And God bless you, and keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll speak again. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, precious. Love you. Yes. I've already had it.
Good. Oh, cool. Well, I don't know if I said cool, but all right.
It's cool because I work right here in the public.
Okay. Well, Reese, I tell you what, it's very inspiring when we hear talk like that. And with, you know, thank
you,
Denise.
Absolutely.
It was amazing. And with that, I think commercial, and we got Carmelita's Corner coming up.
And then we'll be back.
And we'll be back.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And it's a good morning, isn't it? Or afternoon, wherever you are. We've got a great guest coming your way all the way from Georgia. And she is extraordinary. Her name is Laurie Cheshire Sosa. She is the managing partner of Haven Realty International. And she's also the founder and president of the Southern Barter Club. Good morning and welcome, Laurie.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on today.
All right, now. we're just really getting acquainted over the phone today, but I heard you at your last interview with Jim and Rita, and you're back again. I mean, you are a very well sought after lady.
Well, I do have an amazing network, so we love sharing it and we love growing it. So thank you for the opportunity to be able to talk with your listeners and to you today.
Absolutely. I think you've got the right idea, too. I mean, what you're really doing with your Southern Barter Club is something actually that harks back to an earlier time when that's the way people did business on a regular basis. If you had something that I needed and I had something you needed, we just did a trade or worked it out some kind of way. And that's the way they did it back in the day. And how are you handling it now?
Wow, there's so many different types of requests that come in daily. Actually, I was just mentioning this to Eric, who thanks to Eric and Jim with the Easy Way Network for referring us to you. I was just mentioning to him, I can't remember over the past 12 years of my company literally being open like 7 days because of how busy the trading network is right now. So people are really exploring new ways of doing business, new ways to keep, not being stagnant, but keep growing and keep commerce and keep business going. And so we have a very unique platform that allows people to adapt to this new which we don't even know what the new normal will be, but just remotely, we have an amazing platform where buyers and sellers unite. You know, they're able to go onto this platform and see offers, whether it be, supplies or whether it be graphic design or, ordering a baked cake or ordering promotional items. So legal services. So literally, it's a marketplace. And so we are thrilled to be able to be of value to our clients that are cash-strapped right now. So they want to, use leverage their assets, their goods, their services, and earn spending power in this unique network. And so it's all online. And so they could actually go online and buy toilet paper. Or we did a couple of weeks back, we did just in one weekend, just on one Saturday, we did $10,000 of like hand sanitizer and like toilet tissue and just some common, supplies that were, not easily accessible in main, stream shopping supermarkets. And so the directory is from A to Z. So anything from an art gallery and a hotel offering accommodations to yoga classes. So that's what our network is all about. Everybody has capacity. Everybody has unfilled appointment time. Everybody has their cost of doing business, and that's what this is all about. It's a network to preserve your cash, hold on to that cash, and then literally leverage what you have, your goods, your services, your resources, your underutilized assets, and turn it into spending power, unique spending power.
Well, my goodness, Laurie, that is a mouthful, and it is wonderful. I just am really, really amazed with what you're presenting, and I'm so glad that actually perhaps the times, as Denise's mom was saying, is actually giving us an opportunity in some ways. You know, there are new opportunities that are developing and opening up, and, you know, we're being forced to use our creativity, and I think that that's a good thing. So can you tell us how you came about forming this network? What led you to want to do this?
Well, I have always thought outside of the box. My background is market research and advertising, so everything from, you know, concept to implementation. And so there was often a money crunch with some of our clients where, you know, they wanted to be able to enter into a new market. They wanted to have marketing or advertising and just didn't necessarily maybe have access to traditional ways of funding and financing, maybe getting turned down by a bank as their startup. So having that background of the clientele that would need strategic financing was the start of it all. And then just having that that network, which we've grown today to, you know, thousands of businesses that utilize and integrate this into their network. So it's really a solution to businesses, nonprofits, by the way, also, that are cash strapped. Everybody has goods or services that they could provide to a party that's introduced to them. So we're not talking about, you know, putting together businesses that are already, you know, conducting cash business together. That wouldn't make sense, right? So we're talking about new revenue, new relationships, new markets you could enter into. And the unique thing about our platform and what we're all about is we take out of the equation, we call it the incidence of coincidence. So what is the likelihood, you know, of these clients needing exactly what the other one needs and the value even being there? So what we do is we just literally have what's called a trade dollar. And this trade dollar is accepted around the world. So it's not just in Los Angeles or Atlanta, Georgia, but it's literally a global currency based on the value of the U.S. dollar day to day. And so it's just new business open to new ways of funding. You know, so if it's a startup, they may need a website. They need marketing collateral and so on. And so this is just an opportunity for them to be able to leverage and earn these trade credits and then spend them the way they need to spend them to offset spending cash.
Well, Laurie, I thank you so much for coming up with that amazing concept. And I can see why Jim was so impressed with you. I'm impressed with you, too. And how long have you been offering this service?
We were established 11 years ago. In February was 11 years. Yeah, and here in Atlanta, we have a very strong network. That's where we're headquartered. That's where we are. But we have pockets of businesses all over. Even out of the country. So what people don't typically understand with barter, sometimes they think it means, you know, I will give you this and you give me that. But instead, it's let me provide you a stay in my hotel in Costa Rica, you know, or in, you know, Atlanta. And because it's coming from a network I otherwise would not have been receiving a client from, yes, I'll accept this alternative cashless trade dollar. And then they bank it and say, okay, well, even though I'm, you know, a hotel in Los Angeles as an example, there may be the need where maybe they say, I need a website built. The website could be built by any other business in the network, not necessarily the business person that stayed in their hotel and how they earned the barter dollars. So it's actually a global trading platform. So we have business all day long where they just, it just makes sense if we could send business their way. You know, now obviously cash is king, so this never replaces cash business. We're talking about maybe, you know, 10, you know, percent of new business that you otherwise would not have had. So people are open to it because it makes sense. You know, if I could do this on my downtime or during my slower seasons, or if I just have an unfilled appointment time where I could squeeze this in, let me bank it for a rainy day for something that I may need. So it could be a media campaign to use it for. It could be to offset spending cash on, you know, day-to-day or quarterly things for the business. People use it for their personal account, maybe get plastic surgery, get dental work done, get braces for their child, you know. Or they could use it philanthropically, where they want to help out someone in need, an initiative, a cause, or a nonprofit.
So they access your service by going on this website. Can you give us the name of your website?
Yes. So to learn more, you would go to southernbarterclub.com, or you can go to sbcglobalbarter.com. And for those that want to open up an account, we did establish a very unique proposition and very deep discount for the people that are officially part of the Easy Way Network. And so they could use SBC Easy Way 149, and I'll find out how long that's going to be for, but it's definitely up and running right now. So anyone that would want to forego paying the $299, get in on this special. And that actually funds their account with trade dollars. So if somebody opens up an account with $149 using the SBC Easy Way 149, they have $149 in their account. And they could get some business cards printed, or they could just, you know, hold on to it and grow and think outside the box with the help of a broker, how can I earn more trade dollars? Because I want to be going on vacation when I'm able to, when things open up again. Or, you know, I may need a new website, or I want to, you know, use it to help a nonprofit. So we would love to extend that to everybody. So it's southernbarterclub.com and sbcglobalbarter.com. And we welcome anyone that wants to, you know, have a free consultation and see, you know, how do I integrate barter into my business model? And people would be surprised. We're experts at strategic financing and, you know, leveraging, you know, commodities and assets and resources and services. So with scheduling it, you know, they can call or email us and we'll schedule a free, you know, complimentary consultation to see, you know, what situation they're in that we can help integrate, you know, bartering into their business model. And again, not replacing cash, but maybe being open to maybe 10% of new revenue that we could bring through our network to them. It makes a big difference.
And can you repeat the one with the Easy Way website?
It's SBC Easy Way is the promo code, 149.
149.
So what that does is that is a temporary, very deep discount, which is 50% off the membership. So instead of it being $299, it would only be $149. And that's what funds their account. So they'll have $149 right off the bat in trade dollars that they could use. And the business model is basically when we help members buy and sell. Again, you know, it could be somebody calling up and saying, you know, I need to help, you know, a startup and I need a website built. And it could be, let's say it was a painting company and, you know, or a bakery, or a business coach, any of those types of businesses. Simply put, they just have to fulfill whatever the price of the website from another member in the network. They have to now provide their goods or services to earn trade dollars in the network. So they could provide their baked goods to maybe an attorney. They could provide painting, you know, to, you know, a restaurant that needs painting and so on and so forth. And when they bank these trade dollars, now they can say, well, I want to use them because I want to build a website and I want to pay for my website with my newfound revenue. And so let's say we help them earn $1,000 in barter. There's simply a 6% transaction fee, which is $60 in cash, to help somebody earn $1,000 barter dollars. But now when they go to spend it, and let's say they want to build a landing page, and let's say the landing page is $500, it's simply going to cost them 6%, which is $30. And so that's the amazing thing about our network, is really minimizing cash. So, you know, using and leveraging services and goods, anything that you have to make the purchase through a trade, attached to a trade, making it a trade dollar, but then it's simply just a 6% fee, just as if you would have went into a store, maybe paid a sales tax, you know, 6%. It's not a sales tax, but it is our processing fee. And that's our business model, by the way, is the 6% broker fee. But what I would, more than anything, just want to encourage people, regardless if they work, you know, officially through our barter network, Southern Barter Club, is everybody has time, resources, skills, you know, assets. Think outside the box now more than ever. You know, don't stay stagnant and stuck, but just, you know, don't be afraid to approach someone who wants to do business with you or someone you want to do business with. Approach them creatively and see if there's something that you could leverage to help minimize your cash outlay.
Well, I think that's brilliant, Laurie. And you sound like you've got a huge operation since it's outside the USA as well. How are you managing to handle all of this?
Well, it's all managed online. We have an amazing platform. And so when members log in, there is a profile. It tells what your description of your business is, links to your phone number and your website. There's an actual bar to store where there's actual live offerings every day. So as an example, you know, on any given day, people can log in and purchase cosmetics or Band-Aids. Or I just had a recreational company that has like 100 different bowling alleys across the country ordered pallets of light bulbs. We had a restaurant here in Atlanta that ordered a pallet of wine from Orange County, a wine company that does private labeling of their products. So it's all done online. We have an amazing online platform. As sophisticated as it is, with the profile, descriptions, barter store, a global travel concierge where it shows you all of the places you could stay using your barter dollars. Sophisticated as it is, it's really easy. It's just people log in, and anyone that's been on like a Craigslist or a Etsy or eBay can consider this like an eBay, you know, for barter. Everything we're dealing with is just, instead of cash, you know, you put in your shopping cart and make the purchase, but it's with trade dollars, barter dollars that you earn and spend.
Well, I think it's amazing, and I want to congratulate you on what you have achieved. I mean, this could be another Facebook or eBay type of venture. I could expect it to grow and grow. And I want to thank you for being a guest. And we're going to be looking forward to a little podcast party after your interview, so perhaps maybe you'll want to stick around.
Absolutely. And what I'll do is I will send you a promo code uniquely, but as our gift to you, thank you for having me on as a guest, but I would love to give you a complimentary membership for your radio show. So I'll go ahead and I'll send that over to you and get you set up.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know what city you're based out of, but we'll default it to whatever city you're based out of so you could see the most closest, you know, resources to you. But it actually is a global directory, but we'll walk you through that, and we'd love to help you get engaged and take advantage of that complimentary membership.
Well, thank you so much, Laurie, and again, thanks for being a guest on Carmelita's Corner on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and we love Easy Way. Definitely recommend for people to get involved and become a member of the Easy Way, to tune in to the Easy Way. The Wall of Fame is amazing, so please, you know, take a look at the Wall of Fame. It's done so much for me personally, thanks to the Easy Way Network and to our clients. And so any way that we can support Easy Way, that's what we want to do.
Oh, okay. And listen, I'm just getting word from Eric that we need to talk real quick about your partnership on the Easy Way Wall of Fame and how people, again, let us know how people can connect with you on the Easy Way Wall of Fame.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd love for them to connect with us. So I'm so sorry. Someone brought me a note while you were. sorry about that. So say that again. I'm so sorry. My apologies.
No, it's okay. The Easy Way Wall of Fame, how can people connect with you on the Easy Way Wall of Fame?
I believe with the Easy Way Hall of Fame, there's a actual way that you can open up your membership, and then you can connect with everybody that's part of that Easy Way Wall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
I was just going to say it sounds good.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. So they basically, the members, you click on the members, and from the members, you go ahead and just click on the person's name that you want to be able to search their name. So please, I encourage everyone to look at my profile on this Easy Way Wall of Fame and just, click on, Lori Cheshire Sosa, Southern Barter Club, search for my name, search for my company, and, love for you to see the capabilities, a little bit about me, a little bit about my team and our network. And it's an awesome way to see the strength of the Easy Way network to see who else is on this Wall of Fame by clicking on the member's name and doing a search and seeing who's there.
Well, Eric has really been building this company. The network is just amazing. And I'm just very, very thrilled to be working with amazing people. And I love the team. I love being a part of it. So thank you again for being a guest.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
When we had Lori on.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC. Tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It is tech time, and this is a time that you really need to be familiar with tech. This, I've been telling people for years, you may not want to learn how to use your computer or how all the features of your smartphone, but the day is going to come when you're going to need it, and that day is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you now, if you want to apply for some of these stimulus checks, you have to go online to do it. And it's really not that difficult. But you do have to go online to touch bases. So I'm just recommending today, everyone take some time out of your day and learn a little bit more about technology, because you want to get in touch with what's going on in this world. You want to be able to communicate. We're being sheltered at home right now, and you can use your phone. You can call your family on the East Coast or just around the corner and talk to them. You can call them on FaceTime or any of the platforms where you can actually see the person that you're talking to. You don't have to miss those birthdays with your grandkids. You can do it online. You can even have whole parties online. There are apps that you can use that you can get in touch with your whole family. Set up a time, 3:00 on Sunday afternoon, and everybody get on their smartphones or on their tablets or on their computer, and you can have a whole family reunion. And it's not really that difficult. I know it's going to be harder because now we're, being separated from one another. So we don't get to have that grandchild come over and teach us how to do it. But I'm telling you, you can go on YouTube. There are all kinds of tutorials for all kinds of things. And you can even talk to that grandson or granddaughter over the phone, and they can tell you how to set up your phone, how to use the devices. I keep saying this is the end of the world as we know it, because that can be good and it can be bad. But the good part is you'll be able to use all of these technological things that you thought you couldn't learn. You'll be able to learn them, and you'll be able to stay in touch with your friends, with your family, with what's going on in the world. So if you don't have an electronic device right now, almost everyone has a smartphone. So you can go on YouTube, learn how to use that smartphone. But if you don't have an electronic device, you can buy one online. You can buy a tablet. You can buy a phone. You can buy a computer. You can go on, just consult with one of your family members or one of your friends. Let them recommend which would be the best device for you. And you can start learning and using it right now. And I'm telling you, to apply for these stimulus packages, to get in touch with your friends and family, there's no better way than to do it through technology. So, again, I only want to encourage you, because it truly is the end of the world as we know it. We're not going to be getting in our cars every 5 minutes. We're going to be doing it electronically. We're not going to even be walking or taking the train across town like we used to. We're going to be doing a lot of it on electronic devices. So go online if you have access to it. Find out what kind of device you want and learn how to use it. And that's my tech time for today. Jim, tell us about your gym today.
All righty, Reese.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Interesting stuff. And how is the virus spreading? A lot of people talk, you know, is it this? Is it a tower? Is it coming from a 5G tower? Is it coming from China? What's going on? I did read this interesting article where they said it's about coming in on your shoes. You know, you could spray or wipe your shoes down before you get in the house. But, you know, overall, they said, this one expert said, as you walk, there's a field of air around you, and it pushes other air away. So the little tiny molecules that are around actually don't even get to you unless somebody's there and they sneeze and stuff. So he kind of downplayed the fact that don't worry about getting mail and bringing stuff home. You know, that's very, very low on that scale. But I saw this one article. Is it coming from a tower? Is it coming from, you know, a bat or whatever? Well, one of the microbiology internal medicine people, top scientist, they say they're shaking their heads about all this conspiracy theory rumors flying around through the internet. Intricate test on under the microscope by medical expert in viral and biology, et cetera. COVID-19 is a virus spread by person-to-person contact, not radio waves. Final statement, no. 5G radiation does not spread the coronavirus. Spreading such misinformation is through an epidemic is due to 5G radiation. It's not only wrong but destructive. 5G may have issues, but what is happening is not in relation. And I don't know if we have a gentleman with us. His name is Tom Cotago. Tom, you on with us?
You hear me? I was on another call here, but I just got your note. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Well, okay. So we have somebody on. His name's Tom Cotago, and he is the meat and potatoes, the down to the nitty gritty. He helped, and he was the gentleman who discovered the help I fell on. I can't get up. But medical alert. A very high ITT graduate. He helped in World War II develop and enhance the radar system to the Loran system. So this is getting into the inner sanctum of the rooms that actually build this stuff. And Tom, I know you're not an extremist on either side. You just, you're into the facts, and you're there with the, electronic testing machines, and you develop the machines that do the testing and all that kind of stuff. So you're far beyond me when it comes to that. But, you know, Tom, all this stuff going around about where we could catch this stuff through a tower, through a new 5G tower. So now, in relationship to the coronavirus, do you see anything that that ties into how we may be getting this virus and what's going around through a new powerful 5G tower. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that the story that goes around that the towers, the 5G towers, are creating the pandemic, there's really no basis in fact there, nothing. And it's been already disproved, and you just can't be a connection there. And so I don't think people should worry about that. They should worry about other things that are even more important right now. And may I tell you that one of the things that they should think about is the product that we, the foundation, the Better Vision Children Foundation, has come up with, a home vision test kit, which enables people to, the first time ever, to check the vision of their children at home. It's a very simple product that the parents can use with their children while they have to be at home anyway now, a lot of them. And it's fun. It's educational. It's actually played like a game, although while you're playing the game with your these are all the preschool children now. You're educating them. If they're pre-verbal, they can speak faster. And if they're a little beyond that, they can learn faster. And it's fun.
Now, Tom, you're the president and founder of that organization, Better Visions, and that's, we want to have you on again and go over that, because the children need this assistance, and the kits you developed are beyond amazing. The questions coming in right now are, as far as these towers, how, you know, being a tech person and you've developed so much on this, and what do you think about these 5G towers? Are they, other than the coronavirus that has no relation, are they an issue that we should worry about too?
No, because, Jim, they're on the frequencies that we've been using for years and years and years for other things. They're slightly above those frequencies. And, you know, the 4G systems have been using frequencies that are not very far from those frequencies that they're going to be using on 5G. And they're just not going to hurt anybody. You know, there have been multiple tests have been run on the 4G systems that have shown that there is no adverse effect when it comes to people getting sick because of it. If that were the case, my God, we'd have an awful problem, international problem, because 4G is all over the world. And there's nothing to worry about with 5G. It's just on a slightly higher frequency. And it's just not a problem. Not a problem. You know, I was dying back in the Navy during World War II. I was dealing with high frequencies, in about the same range, but very, very high powered for short distances. And I never got injured from any of that. Those transmitters were used for as part of the Loran system you were just talking about. That we developed for the Navy, for both the British Navy and the U.S. Navy, and then later on got used in airplanes and all over the world, and became a commercial product after the war. Nobody's ever been able to show that any of these frequencies are causing problems, medical, physical problems. And so I just wouldn't worry about it.
And people are worried about all this electronics around them. Is it not good to go to bed at night when you have a sitting next to you and a cell phone sitting on the other side? Is it better to put them out in another room, you know, even if they're off?
Jim, I am going to be 95 years old in a few months. I've had frequencies around me ever since I was almost born, you know, from the time I was a kid. I was making walkie-talkies for the Boston police and fire departments. This is not a problem. If it were, I wouldn't have lived this long, right?
Yeah. Well, you made it long enough to dance on the Carrier of the Midway. That's kind of a unique experience. The Midway Carrier is kind of a museum down in used in World War II in San Diego. And we went down there, and they had a big event on the deck. And so Tom and I went up there, and I went on stage, and I introduced him to everyone there, and they were literally waiting in line to get a picture with him. But I remember, Tom, when you were there, I remember. You remember when you and I were there in 1941? You were actually not quite for me. But what was it like when you went down into that radar room that you were actually there 70 years ago during the war, actually working in there and trying to improve their radar through the Lorraine. What was it like going back after 70 years, a totally different era now? It was kind of a strange feeling, I guess.
Oh, God, you know, it was like one of these, you know, things that Rod Serling used to do, remember? Weird. I mean, it just absolutely blew me away. And by the way, I'm so happy that you brought me down there that day because I got to dance also, remember?
We went back up to the deck, and there was a big circle. And they were dancing in the middle of the circle. It just one person would dance. They would leave another. It was a big circle, too. So we brought Tom out to the middle of the circle, and the prettiest girls on the flight deck got in there and were dancing. And little did he know, during World War II, that 70 years later, he'd be on that flight deck dancing with some pretty girls. And you know, what would you think? But anyway, Tom, we want to thank you for coming on and for all your contributions that actually help win the war through the radar system, and all you've done with the helping people with that medical alert. That was a life changer for a lot of people. And I want to invite you, if you want, to stay on, because we're going to have what we call our Radio Boomers Live podcast party, and where we have a variety of people just jump on together and just chat about what's going on. So
I'll stick around. Sure.
Okay. I want to thank you again for jumping on, and we appreciate you as part of our family, Easy Way family. And you know about the app and everything, and this is amazing what Eric built. So hang in there, and we're gonna do our Easy Way Radio Boomers Live podcast party.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Hang in there.
And we've got lots of guests, Jim. So
let's see what's going
on. We're open. The doors are open.
There you go. We got the doors opening up to see who comes in, and we're just going to have a little Radio Boomers Live podcast party chat to see what's going on. And while they're coming in, Reese, I just wanted to say, we do have time to catch up around the house, okay? So there's no excuses now because we are home, captive audience, and I'll tell you, Reese, I am moving like a snail getting these things. Oh, man. I mean,
I know. We have an excuse. I hear somebody's doing dishes in the background. If you're not talking and you're doing some stuff.
Okay,
mute
somebody's
your
doing
phone
dishes,
in
so we
between.
Got somebody on. All right, we got Aretha Gray is on. We got myself, and who else do we have on?
Jack Carmelita.
Yeah.
Carmelita.
Yeah, you got Carmelita. I'm on.
Got Carmelita. Okay, that's Carmelita, Jim, Aretha, and who else?
I'm here.
Tom's on. So Carmelita, yeah. We got Tom Cotago. He's the one who invented the medical alert. Help by following Tom's the inventor of that.
There's also Patty Sadler and Denise on here, Mr. Zuli.
Patty,
all right.
Hello, Patty and Denise, top-notch tier people of our Easy Way family. Patty's the publisher extraordinaire, and Denise, the president of Easy Way TV. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get Eric on, but it's fun when we all get together like this. And it's Reese and I, you know, we talked about it's a different age, and we're kind of a captive audience at home. And I am so embarrassed because all this time I've been here, I've been so busy, and yet I'm really not getting the chores done I wanted to do. My ultimate goal, the closet. But I'm trying. I'm hanging here. So how's everybody handling the stay-home situation, or are you staying home?
I think Eric's coming on. I hear the music.
Okay, we got Eric coming on. And
yeah,
guys, we got the Easy Way family app is coming. Everybody knows that. And the Easy Way Wall of Fame, this is amazing stuff. The Easy Way Wall of Fame virtual summit coming up May 29th and 30th. And it's all on Easy Way Broadcasting. So who wants to start about what life has been like at home, and what do you plan on doing when it's over? As far as, are you changing anything? Who wants to jump on?
Well, it's really important that we really stay inside, I think, especially for the baby boomers. They're saying we're especially susceptible and we want to stay inside. I stay inside. I've been getting a lot of rest. I've been sleeping a lot. But I haven't gotten hardly anything that I plan to get done yet. But I think at least here in California, we might have another couple of weeks of stay at home. So I'm going to try to get some more stuff done. But I, like I said, to me, I believe this is the end of the world as we know it. Some of it will be bad, but I think a lot of it will be good.
That's true. An economist said when we break out of this, it's going to be a different environment. Things, and I believe a lot of business people will think this is beneficial.
And
I do think
it'll be a lot better in some way. Sure.
Yeah. And they're probably thinking, hey, I'm saving a lot of money by all my employees being at home. So we've got Patty Sadler on with us, and we don't hear from Patty much because she's just drilling the books. And she's quite amazing how she puts this together. I don't know. Stress-free, right, Patty?
Pardon me?
These books on at times.
I am here.
So Patty, what's it been like for you? Do you normally stay at home when you work? Has this been much different for you, and how are you handling this?
I do normally stay home and work. I hit some events when I can. Fortunately, everything I do is in my home at my office.
Okay, so it's kind of par for you to working from home, and a lot of people, you know, find it, well, this is not much different for me, except when you go out, you have to be a little careful. How about people you deal with? Have you noticed, clients that you've dealt with, have you noticed any different input from them?
Well, I've certainly seen a different level of energy from my clients. They're taking more time to rewrite and edit and, you know, work on their projects, and they have the time to do it now. Right now is the time, if you want to write a book, to do it, because we have that sort of time. And the only thing that holds people back is not starting.
Boy, that's the secret key for sure. You know, getting started, boy, that's it. Once you open that can of paint, boy, I'm on my way. But that can of paint will sit there for years sometimes.
This I can relate. We can all relate to that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Jim, I've got to cut out, but I just want to say one thing. I am just so tired of being a bachelor again. I haven't been a bachelor for about 60 years. I need to have company up here.
So, guys, we got a challenge for our team here. Tom is he's only 95, but he's still, like, for instance, he'll say, bring some people over, let's play tennis. And what's fun is when you hit the ball to him, he just kind of stands there and the ball goes by and then he swings. So you got an advance. I said, Tom, the ball already went past you. But anyway, Tom's looking to start dating again. So it goes to show you he's Mr. Resilience. Thank you, Tom, for coming on.
Never too late.
I got a few gals that I can introduce you to.
There you go. See?
All right. I've got a great condo up here on the hill in Dana Point, looking over the ocean and all that, and I need somebody to share it with me.
There you go.
Well, you
all
certainly
right.
deserve
there
that.
You go. What?
You certainly deserve that.
You deserve
that.
It. You deserve it.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to call me about that, my number is 949-496-4720. And so
there
I'm going to cut out, Jim. And, nice chatting with you all.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
What's
the number?
949-496-4720. Jim, you can give it to him again. I got to run.
Bye.
So long, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, nice. Thank you for having me.
I just saw another pop-up. Congress approved $6 billion for, but then I switched it. I missed it, but it's a lot of money. But could you believe that? Trillions? We're getting trillions. That's a lot of money to help with all this stuff going on. So, Denise, are you in the same situation where you basically work from home and it's not really affecting you as far as that goes? but people you deal with, that's a little different.
You know, Mr. Zuli, since I met Eric, I've been coming back and forth to California probably 1 to 2 times a month to do 2 to 3 events a month. And, you know, the rest of the time I am in my home working and on the phone and on the computer. But it is kind of nice to have a little break of not having to travel and not having to do the long hours, the comfort of your home and going digital, which Eric has been preparing as long as I've known him. He's been doing digital, and the transition is just so much easier because, you know, now we're able to just sit from the comfort of our home and interview with either a green screen behind us or, you know, a nice room in the house like they're doing on the news. So, you know, it is a different transition, like Retha said. It's a new world. But, again, there are some good aspects to it. There's a lot of money being saved, a lot less pollution going out into the world.
Yeah, you know, I think there's also what we talked about. It's with Denise's mother, it's taking a breath and taking a break, like, oh, okay, you know, it's maybe the slowdown time. I know this is terrible for a lot of people, especially all those who have been sick and passed away from this corona. But, you know, it does let you know that sometimes it's good to slow down a little bit and wind down. But, Carmelita,
well,
how's it?
Well, the food doesn't have to stop. And most of the stuff, I mean, most of the services don't have to stop, and they just have to learn how to go digitally. You know, if we all go digitally, we can build back up the economy. The economy can grow to, you know, no end. And a lot more people will have jobs driving. A lot more people, you know, as delivery. A lot more people will have jobs catering from their homes and you know, utilizing from their homes. Daycare will be depleted, you know, because a lot of children will still be home with their parents and they'll get that, you know, family time that we're so needing with the children today.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's been a change, but it's been very easy with Easy Way, the transition. It really has made it to where, you know, the money hasn't stopped, and in fact it's coming in a lot more, and a lot of our people are making money and they're very happy.
You know, that's true. Some are making actually more. And what's amazing is when you hear about the stocks rebounding and going up, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, if all these businesses are stopping, how are these stocks going up? But you find a way. You know, it's like in that movie, that prehistoric movie, whatever it's called, Park, Jurassic Park. And they said, well, we're going to control. It's just going to be female dinosaurs. And what's Jeff said, no, well, you can't do that. Nature will find a way. And you stop people, you stop their businesses. But, you know, it's like in Star Wars, the closer you clench your fist, the more star systems will slip out. You know, analogies like that. And that's what's going to happen. Like just what you said, Denise, they're going to go out and find different ways of doing business, and that's just what's happening.
Well, we have a lot of interesting people and ways to monetize for those that are listening that are interested in the virtual and coming into this. We have a virtual summit May 29th and 30th where we have wonderful people such as Sharon Lecter and Michael Lecter, her husband. We have Frank Shankowitz, creator of Make-A-Wish Foundation, Alex Stern, you know, Natalie Chaperone, myself included, Shay Vaughn from Women on Broadcasting, and so many more other influential people that can actually help you monetize in these times. And, you know, you can do it from the comfort of your home and watch on your phone or your television.
Exactly. And if you want to find out, and I say this magazine is just an amazing source for information. It's like an encyclopedia and cutting edge stuff, you know, as far as the magazine goes, with the top of the top people that talk about all this stuff. And it's definitely an eye opener, you know. Who do we have there? Oh, Eric,
but I wanted to remind everybody that, and actually you can see it right now on the flyer, we just brought a good friend of mine who was on season 5 of The Voice, and we're going to be doing a TV show with him. He's going to be doing a very special. He's our featured performer on the summit. And we also recently just brought on two mega individuals that have proven success and income and making income for others that are verified on social media. David Metzler, the CEO of Sports One Marketing, as well as Timothy R. Johnson, which are both on our Wall of Fame. And
oh, wow.
Both of them are mega, mega hitters. So, yeah, this summit is growing exponentially. And if you look at the flyer, it's very variety. There's all different types. There's a little bit of Hollywood, a little bit of health and wellness, a little bit of digital, a little bit of speaking, finance, marketing, you know. And then we wanted to break it up and have some fun performances. So we have, I think, four performances right now. And this thing is getting almost out of hand at this point. I had to bring in some extra hosts to help me because I don't think I'm going to be able to sit on the computer for 16 hours straight for 2 days. But it's and there's going to be a lot of opportunities too. We still have, I think, room for two more spots for speakers and two more spots for performers. So you can contact Denise or anybody on my team, you know, if you guys are interested in getting on this. We have two more spots available. But, yeah, we're really stoked to grow with the influences that we have on this because they're all very established, high ticket income earners that know what they're doing, and they're going to be able to display and distribute amazing information to our audience. You go to Easy Way RSVP, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, easywayrsvp.com if you'd like to attend this summit for free, I might add, which is worth about $1,000 a ticket.
That's amazing. Yeah, it is a who's who. And it's just like I was talking about with the magazine, the summit. If you want to find out how to resource in the new age, this is it, big time. And the easy way, go to Easy Way Broadcasting and or the easywayinfo.com and see what's going on. The Easy Way family app is coming and everything. So, Carmelita, are you still on with us?
Oh, yeah. I'm still with you.
What,
I'm just trying to catch up with myself during all this free time. I'm still multitasking as usual, working on a video, working on a couple of books, of course, coordinating Carmelita's Corner on Easy Way Network with my radio live boomer, Radio Boomer Live family here. I love working with you, Jim and Retha. I think you guys do a great, amazing job as being hosts. And
oh,
really, you always
that.
Come up with great stuff, Retha. I don't know where you get all your tech stuff from, but you never cease to amaze me with all the information that you seem to have under your thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's amazing. You always have such wonderful guests on your show. I'm always entertained, and some is nostalgic, and some is baby boomers, and some of it the millennials can keep up with even.
Well, I
yeah,
you,
I completely agree. I'm in my 30s, and I love listening to this show. It's so interesting.
It's not.
And
it's
in,
more.
Yeah.
It should be more beneficial for younger people because they won't make the mistakes we've made. We're sharing all the experience. Like, we didn't buy those policies when we were in our 30s. If we did, we'd have it made today. And I keep reiterating that. It's like, listen to this stuff. Go to the archive shows and get this information. If we could go back, we can really change a lot of things, but we can't. But you guys can. You can do some of these things we talk about. Whoa, boy! It's yeah. But anyway, I think our clock's ticking here, so we gotta start wrapping things up. But we appreciate everybody coming on. Denise, thank you for bringing your mother on, and Lori Sosa. I was going to say that there's going to be someday. There's going to be a building downtown New York, and it's gonna have 100 stories, and Lori will be walking out underneath her sign. It's WBTC, the World Barter Trade Center. She's gonna have the whole world in her hands, and this could be where everything's going because I think they want to get rid of the paper dollar eventually. So I think it's a good idea. But everybody, thanks for coming on Radio Boomers Live. Reith, we've ready to rock and roll again here. Be next week, Monday morning. And thank you for Tom coming on and sharing. And well, I'll tell you, just keep moving, keep the faith, and keep those masks on. And we'll be talking to you. And so tune in next Monday morning. Radio Boomers Live, signing out.
Everybody be safe.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.